Ritter Jr.
VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A controversial U.S. proposal to move Palestinians out of Gaza is drawing strong reactions and has been condemned by Muslim nations and rights groups as amounting to ethnic cleansing. VOA Scott Walterman has more.
American and Israeli officials have reached out to leaders in Sudan, Somalia, and the breakaway region of Somaliland about using those territories to resettle displaced Gaza residents, according to an exclusive story on the Associated Press. The plan, part of President Donald Trump's proposed strategy for Gaza, has been rejected by the Palestinians and some Arab nations. The overall plan suggests the U.S. would take control of Gaza, oversee cleanup efforts, and develop it as a real estate project. Sudanese officials say they have rejected the idea. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday there are reasons for quote-unquote cautious optimism regarding a proposed U.S. ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia following talks between a U.S. envoy and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Speaking to reporters in a telephone news briefing, Peskov referenced comments from Putin Thursday in which he expressed qualified support for a U.S. ceasefire proposal to halt Russia's war with Ukraine for 30 days, but indicated some questions that needed to be answered. Peskov said while much remains to be done, Putin expressed solidarity with U.S. President Donald Trump's position. He said Putin held late-night talks with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, during which, Peskov said, the two exchanged information. In his nightly address to his nation Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Putin's questions regarding the ceasefire were predictable and manipulative words, saying he believes Putin is in fact preparing to reject the proposal. Zelensky said Ukraine accepted the proposal and is not setting conditions to complicate the process. Russia is.